I think we're in agreement here. The 2018 football season flew. Teams began practicing in the heat of August, dreaming of a weekend in Vermilion and the state championships. And every year, we bring you the backstories you enjoy finding out about. And for 2018, here are the state championships by the numbers. What's leading us off, Steve Zwemke?
288.
That's the number of square feet in the new press box at the football field in Winter. The structure stands as a service project of the South Dakota Highway Patrol, built in 2016 in memory of a longtime Winter Warrior booster, Bob Connett. Connett worked online broadcasts of Winter games until he died of heart problems at age 43. Bob Connett spent much of his life avoiding any use of the personal pronoun and likely would have insisted the press box not be named for him. So the box is called informally, and to an extent formally, the Not Bob Connett Press Box. His son Ben Connett leads Colombe into the 9B championship game against Sully Buttes Friday morning. On that subject, more or less.
38.
Since South Dakota began state football championships in 1981, there have been 37 9B champions. Either Colombe or Sully Buttes will end the season as the 38th state champion in Class 9B. In 2019, the State High School Activities Association will eliminate the 9B class and move smallest schools into a six-man classification. That development makes either Colombe or Sully Buttes the final 9B champion. Here's John Krogstrand with the High School Activities Association.
You talk about the tradition in the solid football that we've seen on the out of that Highway 18 group, you know, between the Winter, the Colombe, the Gregory, and they're multiple trips for each of those schools back and forth to the Dome. So perhaps not surprising in that respect that certainly one of those three teams would be involved in this weekend's play. And, yeah, a little factoid there.
43.
That's the uniform number of someone who will make history in the championship weekend at the Dome. As soon as Pierre kicker Mackenzie Rath steps on the field in Vermilion Friday night for the 11AA final, she'll have the distinction of being the first female to play football in a South Dakota championship game. Rath is a standout soccer player for the Lady Govs. She asked her coach if she could try football. And that was fine with the coach as long as Rath agreed to not enter a football game until the soccer season ended. The young lady's dedication caught the attention of Governor's coach, Steve Steele.
It's, I think, very unique to see a high school kid be able to practice for, you know, what is that, 10 weeks without playing a game, you know, or before you play in a game. And, you know, that's how dedicated she was. I mean, to be able to go to soccer practice and then to come kick for 45 minutes in football before you even got a chance to kick in a game was something special, you know, and that's why she is where she is.
Pierre won the state AA soccer title. Mackenzie Rath is a second-team All-State selection as a goalkeeper, and she'll suit up for the Governors against Huron tomorrow night in that 11AA title game. Now, this one's fascinating.
75.
As in 75%, or 8 teams, advancing to the playoffs this year from a single conference. Southeast South Dakota has long been dominant in Class 11A, and this year, 8 of the teams in the Dakota 12 Conference played in the postseason in 11A and 11B. 3 of them are in title games this weekend. T. Ariel will take on Del Rapids at 11A, and Sioux Falls Christian is in the 11B game against Bridgewater Emory Ethan. Dakota Valley, Canton, Elk Point Jefferson, West Central, and Madison also extended their seasons from the Dakota 12.
3.
It's common in the postseason to give teams rankings known as seeds. In South Dakota, a relatively complicated point system gives teams a certain amount of points connected with their record and the records of the teams they play in the regular season. Conventional wisdom gives the number one seeds the best chance of advancing to the playoffs. But this year, of 7 games, only 3 will feature top seeds. Pierre is on top at 11AA, T Area is number 1 in Class 11A, and Sully Buttes owns the 1 seed in 9B. How likely is it that these 3 standout teams could lose this weekend? That's a question for our statistics whiz, USD Professor Will Schweinle. Katie Beam reads the answer.
Based on your qualitative descriptions, I assigned some probabilities for each game. To find the probability that all 3 number one seeds will lose, Assume that the three games are independent events. In other words, the outcome of the 11AA game has an influence on the outcome of the 11A game or the 9B game, etc. Then multiply the three probabilities together. 0.2 times 0.3 times 0.5 equals 0.03 equals 3%. Thus, it appears very unlikely that all three number one seeds will lose in the tournament.
And there you are. Let's move from 3 to
5,278.
We're looking a bit into the future on this one. When the 2019 championship weekend rolls around, that's the number of seats the Dakota Dome will have available for fans. There's a major renovation coming up for the facility, which turns 40 next year. The entire west side stands will get some work done, and those seats won't contain fans for USD Coyote games or for the championships. John Krogstrand with the High School Activities Association says things are still up in the air a bit.
You know, the last couple of discussions we've had with USD has been a little bit of waiting on information and planning, and aside from the architects, of as far as when the dates and when everything's going to go and final approvals and some of those things. So I think right now it's maybe in a little bit of a wait-and-see kind of a mode for us, but certainly something that we will be very cognizant of and paying attention to as we go forward and make some decisions on that as we go.
The new and improved Dakota Dome will reopen at full capacity the next year. And this year's final number is
30.
Since we've never gone here before, I hope you'll forgive a bit of shameless self-promotion. 30 represents the number of countries that watched the stream of the championship games in 2017 on SDPB.org. Google Analytics show hits from those nations and all 50 states. In fact, over half of those who watched the games in South Dakota were viewing online. SDPB's director of television, Bob Bussey, considers that worldwide football footprint a nice surprise.
You know, it really is a great outlet for our product, and we've been surprised, certainly, about how widespread the viewership is online.
And that's your background information by the numbers. Enjoy the playoff weekend and hope your team wins. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellen Bolt.